Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Diff Eyewear. Sometimes standing out is about doing things differently than everyone else. Sometimes it's just wearing the right pair of shades, and sometimes it's doing both. And I want to tell you guys about the coolest company taking over the sunglasses industry right now. They are called Diff Eyewear, D-I-F-F. They sent me a pair of sunglasses. I love them. They feel great. They look great. I'm getting compliments left and right. Diff Eyewear offers stylish handmade sunglasses constructed with high-end materials. They're as good or better than designer sunglasses without that $200 or $300 price tag. You get one in every color you like, and you still pay less than some designer brands. It just makes sense. So do good. Buy smarter. Be Diff. Go to diffeyewear.com/PMT right now to get 15% off your purchase. That's diffeyewear.com, diffeyewear.com/PMT for 15% off. diffeyewear.com/PMT. I wouldn't steer you wrong. Diff Eyewear, it is the best sunglass place out there. Today's episode is also brought to us by SeatGeek. SeatGeek has the best way to find your tickets online. You got NBA season here. You have NCAA season. NFL is still going. College football bowl games are going to come up. SeatGeek has you covered for the best seats in the house. They have an awesome app. It's super easy. You can look at all the seats available in each stadium, and it has a nice little color-coded situation for you. So it's red is a bad deal, yellow is a medium deal, and green is buy, buy, buy. SeatGeek does that all for you, and every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Here's the deal I got for you right now. Download the SeatGeek app, go to Settings tab, and click Add a Promo Code. Enter the promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. It's that simple, the SeatGeek app. It's free. Download it. Enter the promo code TAKE. You'll get $20 after your first ticket purchase. Let's go.
It's Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, November 21st, NFL Week 11. Let's do it. They were crying in their blue cheese at Duff's. The Bills, loser of three straight, visit Cincinnati. But hold on, what's that? No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Whoop! Bills open up a can of Skyline on Cincinnati and give them the runs. Bills back on track, 16-12.
Tony Romo taught us this week that once you go Dak, you never go back, as Dak Prescott punches out the Ravens like a bunch of Panama City frat boys, leaving the Ravens' social media manager to tweet that Baltimore deeply regrets the roles they played the night of the incident.
Hey, Boom.
Yeah, Tej?
What about Zeke Ill Elliott goes viral?
We're going to work that. Workshop that one, Tej.
You're absolutely right, Boom. Two pussies went nose-to-nose in the Big D, but only one got licked. Jacksonville catches a Matthew Stafford infection as Jim the Mannequin Challenge Caldwell has his puss-pusses sitting in the first place in the NFC North on Turkey Day. Let me be the first to wish you and your family a happy holidays, folks. Lions eat out the Jags 26-19. Whoop! Whoop!
Jason Pierre-Paul had as many sacks as he has fingers as the New York football giants met the former monsters of the Midway and East Rutherford. Lawrence Olivier Vernon says, to be or not to be, and the theater must always be a safe and special place. The cast of the Chicago Bears were very rude to their fans. Apologize. Giants 22-16.
Hey, Boom. Thespianus, the Bears are very bad. Get it? Jersey Shore.
There's a situation brewing in Chicago, but hold on. The Cavs are here, Tej.
Tick, 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 tick.
What?
DeMarco.
Polo.
DeMarco.
Polo.
DeMarco.
Polo. Boom, I can see your eyes are open. Stop cheating.
The Titans running back tried to circumnavigate the Colts defense, But as Andrew Luck ran out as his boat capsized into the Tennessee, Colts capture the Titans, 24-17.
Standing on a corner in Jameis Winston, Tampa, Florida, such a fine sight to see. It's a fat man, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, looking like a giant strawberry. Come on, Andy, put down that candy. You've got timeouts to misuse and screw up royally.
Bucks pillage the Chiefs, 19-17.
The Browns, they lose to the Steelers, 24-19.
What? New England travels to San Francisco, a place where a certain young boy took in the famous NFC Championship, also known as The Catch. Also in attendance that day, a handsome young reporter, a couple pounds lighter, and a twinkle in his eye. Look at all that hair! What a game! The start of two Hall of Fame careers. Now watch me hit this putt in Hawaii. Also, nice spread! Patriots beat the Niners, 30-17.
Fumble!
What?
Jeff Fisher gets caught out in a rare Los Angeles November rain and suffered his 162nd career loss as an NFL head coach. Is his time coming? I'll have to see. So if you want to love me, then darling, don't refrain, or I'll just end up walking in that cold November rain. Rams fall to the Dolphins, 14-10.
Russell Wilson caught a TD in Seattle to go along with all the STDs he got from Ciara now that they fuck. Left a loud Seattle crowd applauding with a nasty case of the claps. Seattle gives it to the Eagles doggy style, 26-15.
What?
You're absolutely right, Boom.
What?
All right, week 11 in the books. That one hurt my throat, but I'm here.
I can tell that you're really pushing through this. You're playing hurt right now. Yeah. You have hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
And now I probably do too.
You wouldn't know about a foot disease, so or any kind of foot ailment. I was actually going to start the show because it's a Monday and we do the Boomer Rewind. My alternate opening for the show was today is November 21st and the Browns are officially eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, but you know what? I actually broke that news back in August.
True.
So when the second they announced RG3 as a starting quarterback, I got what we call ahead of the news cycle. And I said, okay, they've just clinched last place in the AFC. They've clinched the first draft pick, and they're mathematically eliminated right now. So not to brag, but I was out in front of that one.
Do you think the 0-16 Lions are sitting there like Mercury Morris waiting for this to happen so that they can no longer be alone?
Yeah, but they don't have bottles of champagne that they pop. They've got bottles of Mad Dog or Night Train.
Right.
And the second that their record gets tied, they just spike it.
John Kitna is sitting somewhere in like a cold, cold basement.
Yeah.
Ready to welcome in the Cleveland Browns.
That's right. Yeah, you microwave a Hot Pocket. That's your tradition.
That's the same as champagne. The NFL, big week 11, a lot of fun. We're starting to see who's real, who's not.
Ooh, who are frauds?
Who are frauds?
I like it. That ties in with an idea I thought about. I don't know if, maybe I guess we'll just do it right now. I thought we could do Mad Dog Mondays.
Okay.
Where the Mad Dog comes
hey,
on.
Hey, Mad Dog.
It's Mad Dog, and it's Mad Dog Monday. Who are we going to throw off a bridge today? I said, let's throw kickers off a bridge.
That's zany. How long are we going to, actually, there's a question for myself. How long am I going to keep doubting the Dallas Cowboys? They're now 9-1 against the spread.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
Against the spread.
Against the spread. And if some people
might have
had the first game, they might be 10-0.
If there's something that I know about you, Big Cat, it's that right when you start to really jump on board something,
yeah.
Especially when it comes to gambling, it switches.
I'm going
to
bet on them.
So you're going to bet heavy on them next
day.
Week, and
yep.
They're going to get, I don't know if they'll lose, but they're not going to cover the spread.
No, they're going to lose. That 100% is going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm jumping on.
You just jinxed the Cowboys.
Yep.
Thanks for doing that. How about Dak Prescott showing his leadership by picking up the cup of Gatorade that he tried to throw away? That was something, huh?
So for people who aren't on Twitter all day, this actually happened. In the middle of NFL Sunday, a couple tweets went out from, I think it was Dallas beat writers, and they basically said, watch this. It's kind of inconsequential, but it says a lot. Mm-hmm. And Dak Prescott took a sip of his Gatorade, tried to throw it away, missed the can, which mm-hmm. is like 2 feet away. It doesn't say a lot about his accuracy, mm-hmm. and then went and picked it up.
Man, such class.
Yeah, I mean,
that
it says
just,
everything.
That's all you say. It's just a class act, a precocious, classy young man. Precocious, that's another word I hear people say a lot.
Yep.
I'm not really sure what it means, but I know it fits into that context.
At what point do you think they'll have that at the combine, where guys just throw like things away?
Well,
miss and they'll be like, do they pick it up or not?
Throwing stuff at trash is a pretty good indicator of if you're going to be a good quarterback for the Eagles.
True.
Because their receivers are just straight garbage.
Oh, Russell Wilson, by the way, not to steal from whose back is back, he went out for a pass. He caught a touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. So the ankles are better. All the person who woke him up every hour and a half, the voodoo people, the hypnotist, the concussion water, the strength coach, not having sex, the then having sex and having a pregnant wife, so probably not having sex again. It all worked.
He's just a bizarre human being. Like, when you list it all out like that, it really sounds like he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, if he wasn't an exceptional athlete and he did all this shit, he would probably be in a mental institution.
Or, like, the leader of a cult.
Yeah. Like, he's lucky that he is a damn good athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's do our football guy of the week, our regular Monday business. Mm-hmm. We got a packed football guy of the week. Starting it off, Nick Saban, will put in this clip. Halftime of the Alabama-Chattanooga game, the Crimson Tide are up 14-3, and Nick Saban, like, almost murdered this reporter.
How have you told your players what kind of game you are in?
Well, I'm going to tell them right now. I mean, I'm embarrassed the way we played this half.
Thank you, Greg.
You want me to tell them that?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
This poor reporter, like, you know how Popovich always fucks with people?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban actually would kill a reporter, I think, on camera.
If it was legal already.
Yeah. Yeah. If he could still coach next week, if he could coach in the Iron Bowl, but even though he killed a reporter at halftime, he would do it. The next one, we got Mike Leach, who found out he walks 3.5 miles to work every day with a miner's lamp on his head when it's too dark out.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Like an actual old school miner's
lamp. Yeah, yeah. So Mike Leach is always a football guy. He also was asked if he was going to be in Donald Trump's cabinet, what would he be? He said Secretary of Offense.
That was a plant question.
Yeah.
I guarantee that. Here's the thing about Mike Leach. He is a football guy to us outsiders, but you put Mike Leach in a room with other football guys, they're like, who's that artsy-fartsy weirdo over there trying too hard to be an individual?
Right.
Football guys, they're not individuals. They're like, you know.
Part of the pack.
And Mike Leach is a special snowflake.
People forget, though, Mike Leach is the ultimate football guy because he puts players with concussions into dark equipment rooms.
Got to stay in a dark room, right?
Keeps them busy.
Lock them in
there.
Keeps
their mind busy.
Also, locking a football guy's son in a shed, which he did, I think we can all agree.
That's a power move.
That's a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's we talk about dad cucking a lot. That's a pretty hard dad cuck.
We then have Ben McAdoo, who... He said that the players after the game, after they beat the Bears today, said that Coach McAdoo switched up the seats during meetings week because he wanted everyone to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Ben McAdoo seems like he's trying real hard as a first-year head coach to be a football guy.
Ooh.
I think he's overextending himself a little bit. He sounds like a fraud
football guy.
He's like a watered-down football guy. So if this was like Coughlin doing this, then I would absolutely accept this as a football guy. I think what Ben McAdoo,
yep.
What he's doing is trying real hard to get the word out there that he's a football guy.
Yep. We then have Bill Belichick, the ultimate football guy.
He basically
tossed it in the face of all the nerds out there,
mm-hmm.
including ourselves. He said that he doesn't look at sabermetrics and went on a whole rant. They asked him about the quick release of a quarterback, and he replied, "The what now?" Which is a great, like, old guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
The what? The who's? The who's it?
The what release? Now?
Yeah. And then he said at the end, he said he doesn't look at the metrics. He says, as far as the metrics they use and all that, I have no idea. You'll need to ask that to a smarter coach than me. That's putting your balls on the table and being like, come on, guys.
Yeah. I think this is a really good football guy move by Belichick because he absolutely pays attention to metrics.
Yes.
100% he does, but he acts like he doesn't.
Right.
So he's playing a double mind game. He's like, I'm such a football guy, I'm going to make them think that I'm even more of a football guy than I really am, when behind the scenes I've got my spreadsheets set out.
Yeah.
But that would be bad for my brand.
Right.
If I went ahead and acknowledged it.
It must feel amazing, though, to be Bill Belichick and just basically say, I'm smarter than everyone about football, ever.
He also was wearing the 6 rings shirt.
Yeah, the 5 rings.
Five rings. 4 rings. 4 ring shirt.
5.
I can't do Roman numerals.
No, it's 5. I think he has 5. Because it's the Giants. 2 in the Giants. No, it's 6. Wow, this is a great discussion here.
I think it's 6.
Yeah, it's 2 of the Giants, 4 of the Patriots.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
And then finally, James Franklin, who refuses to talk about the BCS playoffs. I said BCS. I'm sick. The college football playoffs with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Won't talk about it with anyone in the building,
mm-hmm.
and he won't talk about it with his wife. His wife rolls over at night. like, hey, honey, I can't sleep. I just wanted to ask you, do you think, you know, Michigan, a two-loss Michigan can still make it? And he's like, shut up. He's
like,
your mouth.
He's like, no, we're not having this conversation again. I think it's a good breath of fresh air for a Penn State coach to keep things in-house. What happens in the locker room stays in the locker room.
Yes.
You don't need to be bringing that home.
Yes, correct. So that's our football guy of the week. Tell us if we miss someone. Shoot us at pardonmytake, at pardonmytake, and let us know. And we'll also throw out a vote for that. Oh, by the way, Hank is not here today or Wednesday. We got Milmore in the house. Mm-hmm. So if you hear a voice that's a little different, that's Milmore.
Milmore, you want to say hi?
Hi, guys.
He's about to say hi because we're about to do Who's Back.
All right.
So Who's Back of the Week.
This is – do we have the Tiger Woods Memorial Who's Back of the Week?
Milmore, you want to start?
No, let me go last.
Okay. That's – you know what? You're already standing up for yourself more than Hank.
We would have – if you were Hank, we would have said, well, okay, now you're definitely going first.
Yeah, now you're definitely going first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
My Who's Back, besides Tiger Woods, who actually is back, he shot – there was a rumor out there that he shot like a 63 last week, so he might be back. But besides him – acronyms. It's acronym season. BCS, FBS, FCS, CFP, NFC, AFC, ACC basketball, SEC, PAC, POTUS.
You just named a bunch of...
A lot of people are saying POTUS these days. And POTUS, SOS, strength of schedule, DVOA. A lot of acronyms.
Okay. All right. That's. I mean, they're back. I didn't even know they were back, and they're back.
It's acronym season. AS.
I have a quick... I have two they're back. Who's Back of the Week. First is the Texas-Kansas football rivalry. They always say a rivalry, you need to have each team win every now and then. Mm-hmm. Kansas beat Texas for the first time since 1938, so that rivalry is back.
All right, love
officially.
It.
Officially. And then also who's back, snow football. Nothing better.
Yes.
Better than snow football. You turn on your TV, it looks like you're watching the inside of one of those, what do you call them?
A snow globe?
Snow globe.
Yeah, snow looks a lot like the inside of a snow globe.
That's
an
astute
observation.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think that this is absolutely the key to driving ratings back up, is get a couple snow games in. People will watch snow football all day. I love it.
If you used to play Madden and you didn't do snow, I mean, why were you even playing Madden?
Yeah, you
got to turn. There's nothing better than that light snow.
Turn up the weather a little bit. Also, what's a lot of fun to do is to make memes whenever a player like dives into the snow and comes up with a lot of snow on his face. The I fucking love cocaine meme.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's real fun to do when it's like DeSean Jackson coming up. I'm a big fan of that.
I like that as well. Milmore, now that you've had all this time to think, go ahead.
All right, so mine's a late-breaking Who's Back.
Ooh.
And it's Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR driver.
Oh.
Because according to my phone, an alert to my phone, he won a close overtime championship.
They have overtime.
So that was the shocking news to me, is that NASCAR has overtime.
Yeah. Okay. NASCAR's overtime rules are back.
I'm shocked that we actually discussed NASCAR on the show. I think that was the first time.
Do you think NASCAR fans are like, whenever it goes to overtime, they're like, God, we know the overtime rules. Stop showing us. You know how in NFL they still are like, hey, guess what, guys? We changed the rules 5 years ago. Here they are.
I like college NASCAR rules better. By the way, if you're talking about NASCAR, I don't think that you're an authority at all unless you have a North Carolina accent.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm just going to put it down there.
I like that. Tobacco Road.
Yeah. So, you know what? Let's do a NASCAR segment from now on.
Yeah.
Well, the season's over today, right?
Yeah. Let's do
a preview of 2017 NASCAR. I like Jimmy Johnson.
I like Jeff Stewart. Okay. That was our NASCAR preview for 2016. I don't even know if those guys are still around.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Stewart actually might have retired.
Is that an actual person?
Yeah, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, no, Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon and Tony
Jeff
Stewart.
Gordon.
Tony Stewart. I like them both. I like them both, guys. All right, before we get to our interview, I wanted to quickly talk about this new thing we're doing. It's called the Sports Action app, and they have given us, in their infinite wisdom, they've given the Part of My Take team $3,000 of real money, and we are going to gamble it as a team every single day, and we're going to see how we do.
And our rule that we made for ourselves is if we get it up to, what, $12,000?
Yeah.
We're going to put it all in one game.
Yes. So it's going to be exciting. So the Sports Action app, do yourself a favor right now. Delete the ESPN app. Delete the Score app. The Sports Action app has all the live scores. It has all the lines. It has line movement. And it has, like, plays that you can actually purchase from people who are smarter than us.
It is pretty nice. You were actually showing it to me on what, like Wednesday night?
Yeah.
And we weren't doing an ad at the time at all, and you were like, this kind of kicks ass.
Yeah, so
if it's good enough for Big Cat, it's good enough
for
me.
It is. So do it. Get the Sports Action app right now, and we're going to post our plays there. So you got to download it to see our plays. Before we make a play, we're going to pick one game every single day. and real money. We're betting it, and you can see our games. You could probably fade us.
Yep. So we're going to wet the beak a little bit on that one.
All right. Let's get to a couple service announcements and then our interview with Morgan Cox and Justin Tucker from the Baltimore Ravens.
Sounds good. Listen up, gentlemen. If you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks good untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Most are too long and too sloppy. It's a deceptively difficult look to get right. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. Research shows a clear preference for an untucked shirt to be long enough to comfortably cover the belt buckle, but short enough to keep a portion of the pant pocket exposed. With a few innovative design changes, Untuckit shirts fall at the perfect length. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuckit shirts the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect Christmas gift. So visit Untuckit.com and learn why GQ called them perfection, or visit their new stores, New York, Austin, LA, San Francisco, or Chicago. Untuckit.com, because the right shirt will make all the difference. Untuckit.com shirts designed to be worn untucked. Use the promo code BARSTOOL for 20% off all purchases.
Week 11 is in the books, and it's not too early to start thinking about next Sunday. I know for a fact that your season-long fantasy team is in the dumps, but DraftKings.com has you covered with one-week fantasy football where you can pick a new team every single week. This week's football guy of the week on DraftKings was Dak Prescott, who absolutely went off yesterday. The Cowboys stay hot. He had three touchdowns, and DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. Play your buddies in head-to-head contests or try the 50-50 contest where the top half of all entries win cash. People forget that even if your season-long team is done, it's a new season every week at DraftKings. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com today. Use code BIGCAT to play for free with your first deposit this weekend. That's code BIGCAT to play for free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. We now welcome on Morgan Cox from the Baltimore Ravens, long snapper.
Pro Bowl long snapper.
Pro Bowl long snapper. Morgan, thank you for taking the time to join us. First question, are you nervous at all about all these guys jumping over your head, and are you going to get jumped on at any point?
Well, actually, if you guys do a little research, you could see that Troy Polamalu did it to me. It was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
We'll cut that because I didn't do research.
It wasn't on your Wikipedia page.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's how much research I did. You want my second question? What's it like having a name like a hot chick? Like, Morgan Cox, a pretty hot chick name. I'm just saying, like, if I assume I follow a Morgan Cox on Instagram who posts just a bunch of selfies. Just saying.
Yeah, there's actually another a female Morgan Cox at Tennessee.
She's hot.
While I was there.
Yeah.
And we'd get grades mixed up every once in a while.
Was she hot?
Was she smart?
Yeah.
I didn't know her that well. I can't remember if I never actually saw her grades, but yeah, she was nice when I met her one time.
Okay. All right, Madison Bumgarner, he used to date a chick named Madison Bumgarner. Imagine if you had dated Morgan Cox, that'd just be wild for everybody.
Yeah, that'd have been a little weird.
But jumping back to the original point that I think Big Cat was trying to make, all these guys are getting jumped over these days. Have you thought about any strategies to stop that, like just sticking your fist up and maybe just sack tapping them as they're leaping over you? Or maybe you could flop? I don't know.
That would probably end it pretty quick. If I raised up a little bit, I could draw a foul. You know, I mean, if they touch me at all, they're supposed to throw a flag on it. So
there you go.
Do that.
Start flopping.
Yeah.
Just like act like a soccer player.
I like that.
I mean, that's not really, that wouldn't be too good of a look for me. But yeah, that's always a strategy.
So you went to Tennessee. Tennessee football, do you think next year is the year that they're back?
Well, hopefully this year they're back. You know, we still got a shot at the SEC championship. You know, we need some things to happen. But I love Butch Jones, and he's building the program. It's headed in the right direction.
Yeah, because, Tennessee's that school that they get top five recruits every year, and they're like, this is the year that all those seeds we planted become trees.
Yeah.
And then they get chopped down in, like, the fourth week.
Exactly. We've planted a lot of seeds, but you know, hopefully, you know, one's going to catch on pretty soon.
Okay. As an expert, at what point in life did you stop using the word hike and start using the word snap?
I'm not sure I ever used the word hike.
You never said, like, I hiked the ball?
Long hiker?
Hike the ball to me? Like, that's I said that until I was probably 25.
Yeah, hut, hike.
I usually corrected people when they say that. So.
Oh, is that offensive? Should we not use the H word?
Yeah, let's dub that the H word. No more H word.
We'll bleep that out.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Cut it later.
Do you guys make fun of your kicker because he's a singer?
All the time. Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah. I don't know if you know. Well, you don't know because you're on the sideline and we're watching the game. But, like, anytime they need to fill time during the broadcast, they just throw up the Justin Tucker, oh, he's a singer video. Uh-huh. I think I've seen him sing like 700 times.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we hear. I've actually heard him in person do opera in public, his first public appearance. I was there, you know, in support of my teammate.
What was he like?
He did awesome. He crushed it. He was decked out in his tux, and he did a good job.
So
he also happens to be in the room. So,
oh, hey, what's up, man? Can you give us a little?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Give us a little sing. Give us a little sing. Do you? Hey, Justin, do you know they?
You know, I would. It's a little dry in here today. You know, a little scratchy. I don't think I could give you my best effort.
Uh huh. Justin, do you know that they play you that clip like all the time? Like, no offense or anything, but I'm pretty fucking sick of it.
None taken. You know, we're just trying to do anything to boost the ratings, man.
Yeah, you got to film a new one. That's all I'm saying. Like, I have no problem with you.
Have you caught his local Baltimore commercials, Royal Farms?
No, I have not had the pleasure to see that.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have no problem with Justin you singing. It's just that I've seen the same clip of you singing. I want to see, you know, I want to see something new.
Yeah, sing like Take on Me.
Yeah, yeah,
something fresh.
You know, I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, the holiday season is just around the corner. I was thinking about dropping a Christmas album. You know, I gotta have somebody help me out with it. I mean, we've got some talented musicians on the team. Brandon
Holidays.
Williams,
okay. Yeah.
But you know, we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe start rapping too. I think that'd be good.
Call us up if you want us to do backup for that. We're actually pretty good singers, mm-hmm. So.
I got you.
Yeah. Cool. So people don't talk about this enough, but your coach, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. Brothers.
Nice.
People don't mention that they were brothers in the Super Bowl that much.
Nice save.
What was that like going into that game?
I mean, for us, it was my first time, and so it was, you know, I was excited, nervous, you know, pretty much everything there. But you know, we prepared for it and we were ready for that situation, so it was great.
What was your other first time like? Sex.
My other first championship game was the SEC championship in college there, and you know, I was equally as nervous for that one. You know,
no, seriously though, John Harbaugh, he used to be a special teams coach. So is he still like looking over your shoulder? Does he have to be like kicked out of the special teams meetings and like reminded, hey, you're the head coach now?
No, he does a great job. We're definitely more scrutinized because he's a special teams coach, and he can also, you know, give us some pointers on how we can do our jobs better. But he does a great job paying attention to detail for us, so we like it.
Here's a good question: did you become a long snapper instead of a regular center because you're afraid of people touching your butt?
No. I was just the only one that could do it on the team when I was 10 years old, and so that's how it started.
Have you done a long snapping trick shot video yet?
I've been at an elementary school where I did where I snapped it into a like a basketball goal, but I wouldn't call it a trick shot.
Yeah, we need okay. So we're
basketball ring.
We have a trick shot group posse. We can't. Oh no, we can't say the posse word. Group, crew, squad. Oh, yeah. Called Bro Suite, so we'd love to have you do some trick shots with us. Because here's the thing, we're kind of like PR guys as well. If you want to get your name out there, you need to have something like Justin sings, the guy on the Eagles does magic. I'm so fucking sick of that. You need to start doing like long snap trick shots.
Long snap trick shots. All right. Can you guys help me come up with like some good ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. How do you deal with fire?
You know, I. you know, I'm okay with fire.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So here's a little spin on it, right? Like, you'd think we light the football on fire. We light you on fire. You snap the football. It hits a target, and the target drops water to put you out. So if you don't hit the target, you die. It's kind of it's a high gamble, but I'm telling you, that one's going viral.
Big payoff if you hit it.
yeah, that's true. Big payoff, like not dying.
Right.
Also, just have people that are like lined up at various distances away from you, blindfolded, and you have to hit them in the groin. People love getting hit in the groin with footballs. They love those
videos. It does make for very funny videos. So, yeah, that's okay. We're on a roll right now.
Maybe you can be on fire, and you'll just be the crotch-snapping long snapper that's also blazing.
Yeah. Exactly.
I do have a red beard, so, I mean, there's a start.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think we just solved it for you.
Okay.
How many times have you H-worded a football?
Let's see. I've H-word probably, I don't know, and, you know, I would think about a million times by now, maybe.
Whoa. A million.
Okay. Malcolm Gladwell says you're
a genius.
I mean,
I've been doing it for 20 years, you know. I mean, at some point, you got to get up there in numbers.
Wow. That's a lot. Do people? Yeah, that's okay. That's a lot of footballs you've aged.
I might be exaggerating there a little bit, but you know, just for the record.
All right, we'll have to check our sabermetrics on that.
How many do you snap a day?
I don't know if I do. Probably, you got any take on this, Justin? Probably.
If you snap
100,
like, if you have to snap like a hunt for 100.
We're doing
years,
sabermetrics
like
right now.
25 snaps a day. To get to a million snaps.
Okay, Justin just did the metrics on that, and he
kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff
bit.
Him in a locker for us, please.
But yeah, I mean, I'd probably say 100, 150 a day. Is that roughly?
Okay.
It's a good rough estimate.
I just had another idea for the trick shot video. Work with me here. You ever seen the video Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh my gosh. I can.
You can visualize it. Yeah, you can smell it. You can smell it. Okay, all right. So
he's at least generally aware of seeing that.
We find the other Morgan Cox.
I understand the joke of it. Well,
yeah.
Go ahead. What?
We find the other Morgan Cox, the female Morgan Cox from Tennessee.
Oh, gosh.
You guys stand and you hike the ball to each other, and then you both poop in a cup. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, we were on such a roll. You know, I'm not sure we can pull that one off.
All right, we'll workshop that one.
Yeah, take some chances sometimes. Here's a question that a lot of people are asking. Is there any love lost between you guys and the Steelers?
Any love loss? No, I mean, it's still a great rivalry.
No love lost.
We still, you know, or we play really close games, as we saw just, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
PFT is kind of playing coy right now, so I just want to open the door for him. Do you want to start asking your Joe Flacco questions? I mean, I'm sure you have like a million.
You know what? I think that's the question that can better be left unsaid this interview.
Oh.
But seriously, is he elite or what?
I mean, yeah, I've got a Super Bowl ring to prove it.
People forget that, yeah. What about you, Justin? Do you think he's elite?
No doubt.
But then if he was truly elite, then he wouldn't need to have a good kicker like you, and you'd be out of a job. So does that change your mind?
I would say elite quarterbacks also have good kickers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about his sense of humor? I feel like Joe has kind of come into his own with a little bit of a sense of humor. Or maybe it's self-awareness that he has no sense of humor. Talk to us about that. Is he like –
Joe's always had a sense of humor. I mean, he just, you know, it keeps it hidden, you know, from the masses for the most part.
Okay. That sounds like he doesn't.
Is he a prank guy?
That's like
what?
When people on Jeb Bush's campaign were like, no, Jeb's really, really funny. He just doesn't tell us any jokes.
You know, I mean, I get his jokes. I don't know.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Has he bought you guys anything because he had that big contract?
Yeah, like dinner and stuff.
You don't get offensive line gifts, do you?
I don't. Yeah,
that's
a good
bullshit.
Point. I do absolutely nothing to protect Joe, so
yeah,
I would
still say
that I wouldn't deserve one either.
I don't know.
You're being a little too humble there. I'd say that if I lined up on the line of scrimmage, if I was a tight end, if I was a receiver that played on the line,
Heinz Ward, blocking wide receiver.
I would demand like the O-line trip at the end of the year. I would demand the gifts, the watches, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're being too nice, and Joe's taking advantage of you a little bit.
Well, I'll take it up with Joe, but he does give great gifts.
Trouble in Paradise.
Okay. Let's do our final three questions.
Right.
The first one, do you wash your apples?
I do not wash my apples.
Nice.
Of course, I'm a little bit of a risk taker, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why you got the ring.
Yeah. That's great.
You know? Yeah.
Got to no risk it, no biscuit.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I like cold apples, if that's any consolation.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
What,
yeah.
Like in a freezer? Freezer? You know,
I don't know if like bacteria can live in like cold, you know, environments. I think it does, but
I think it thrives. Actually.
It thrives in cold environments.
I've never seen a polar bear get the flu.
Yeah, there you go. Second to last question: who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Who would be the most famous person in my cell phone?
Is it Joe?
I don't know.
Like Jack or Alex?
Those
are way more famous than we.
I have John Harbaugh on my. Cell phone.
Oh, you want to call?
Do you want to give him a call?
He'd be in meetings right now.
What about Joe? You got his number?
Joe, yeah, I do have Joe.
You want to give him a call?
I'd have to go get him out of meetings in order to call him. But
okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
we have all the time in the world.
So we can wait.
We will wait you out.
You don't want to play the waiting game with us. We're bloggers, okay?
Yeah.
So we could theoretically be here the rest of the week.
My life is just waiting to die.
Ken, I don't want to be credited with not calling a famous person, so can I get credit for bringing Justin into
yes.
the interview?
Yeah. Yes, that's fair. All right, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. Final question.
Because I know Pat didn't.
Yeah.
Pat didn't bring anything to the table. So.
Well,
he called Vinatieri the first time.
Oh, he called it the first time. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. And then he acted like he had Andrew Luck's number, but he really doesn't.
Right.
Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So final question I'm going to ask, you don't have to answer. I actually didn't prepare one, but I'm going to go with this one actually. This is off the top of my head. I hope PFT has one as well. You went to Tennessee. Peyton Manning went to Tennessee. Do you think people forget that Peyton Manning never beat Florida?
I think it's kind of been lost in such a great career
mm-hmm.
that he's had, but
two Super Bowl rings, never beat Florida.
Well, I mean, I can sympathize. I was there for 5 years, and I never beat Florida either. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so you guys just never beat Florida. Mm-hmm. It's just Tennessee never beats Florida.
That's fairly true, but we did do that this year. So
I know. I had Tennessee.
Never.
Yeah. I had
never say never.
True.
Okay. My question, could you do your job blindfolded?
I feel like I would be willing to try it. I've never done it before, but, I feel like I could – snap with blindfolded, not necessarily being on an NFL field blindfolded. I would rather not do that, but
you could, like, if you just close your eyes, you've got muscle memory, you know how far back the punter is. In theory, you could.
In theory, I could do, you know, with no one trying to take my head off. Yes, I could. I would be willing to try it.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious. How come the NFL hasn't had any blind long snappers? It seems like pretty blatant discrimination. In your words, not mine.
Like I said, with no one else around me, no one trying to kill me, then I would say that's probably a difficult thing to do on the field.
Okay. Oh, we could. Yeah, I like that. We should make you blind. You become the first blind snapper, and then we do like an E60, and then let you like score a touchdown at the end of the game, like they always do in those things.
What if I told you, Morgan Cox got blinded by acid by Big Cat?
Ooh. By a trick shot, trick shot video gone wrong.
There you go. Yeah, we'll have you H-word the ball into like vats of acid and blind yourself, and then you'll have a very inspirational NFL career afterwards. I think that's great.
I like
PR.
It. I'm going to hire you guys for my PR firm.
Love it. Morgan, thank you very much for coming on the show.
And to a lesser extent, Justin, thank you.
Yeah, tell Justin he's welcome to come on at solo anytime he wants. We'd like to be on his album when it comes out.
Yeah, we'll do Kick Week at some point.
Yeah,
we'll get kickers on.
Yeah. Kick Week.
Yeah.
Kick Week. Does that still include long snappers that week?
No, you guys, we're actually not even going to air this interview.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just want to talk to you, Morgan. Just pick your brain about the biz.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.
All right.
Fun.
Later.
This is PFT Commenter here to talk to you about the boatload of money you can make this week betting at MyBookie. You know who's going to win the game, right? Well, it's time to put your money where your mouth is, chump. Get some money on the game and score a big win today. Join thousands of online players just like me and start betting at MyBookie. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, so that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They've got in-game live betting, so you can place a bet even after kickoff. And unlike some other websites you might find, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. All you have to do, use promo code PMT to activate this offer. So visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. You win, you play, you get paid.
Ready for some segments?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's kick it off with a little kicker's psychiatrist, psychologist, psychoanalysis couch.
We need to sit down and figure out exactly what P word we're using here. I think it's psychiatrist.
Okay.
Kicker psychiatrist couch.
Well, you know what? Let's not work on ourselves because we have a kicker epidemic out there. Yes. A lot of extra points missed. I think the final tally was 11.
Yeah.
That's
a lot.
That's a lot. So we got a problem. What are you thinking?
Well, so kicking footballs, from what I hear, is the easiest thing in the world, right? Making extra point is the easiest thing in the world. The problem is we put the most psychologically weak people in a place to do it. Kickers are the most psychologically weak.
Yep.
So we need to put people with stronger minds to become kickers as opposed to just filling up those spots with kickers.
Yeah.
So like maybe get some troops kicking field goals.
Okay.
So salute to service month.
Yeah.
Get somebody from the special forces.
Yep.
Special teams, special forces, a little synergy there. Alternatively, what's going through the NFL right now, there's a word for it. It's called mass hysteria. It's an actual term, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear about this throughout history. There are groups of people that just, like, a lot of times it'll be like an entire town just starts dancing for a week, and they don't stop, and then, like, five people die of exhaustion.
Right.
So kickers are seeing other kickers.
We all saw it.
Yeah. Kickers are seeing other kickers miss field goals and extra points. So in the back of their head, they're like, oh, it's okay if I do it too.
Right. So, I'm just one of the guys.
So just, like, My plan would just be to do an actual witch trial.
Yeah.
Like a literal witch trial.
Throw a couple, maybe
burn a few at the stake.
Burn a few, maybe throw a couple into the ocean.
See if they can swim. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm happy you brought up salute to service because I have a slight stay woke for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw, but this month the NFL donates $1,000 to the three core nonprofit partners for every point scored.
Ooh. Okay.
We already know Roger Goodell has the kickers in his back pocket. Uh-huh. My tie theory,
so
right?
So he's trying to save a little coin.
The NFL ratings are hurting. He's probably losing a little money.
Yeah.
He probably is like, hey, he probably sat everyone down at NFL headquarters in Manhattan and was like, hey, guys, how can we cut a little fat here? How can we cut some costs so I don't have to fire you guys on Christmas Eve? Because you know Roger Goodell would fire someone on Christmas Eve. And he said, guess what? We'll get some kickers to miss some extra points. Boom. $11,000 saved today.
Save a little coin. I like that. That's actually a very good theory. I also think tying into it, what's more interesting? A game that's 17-10 when you look at the score?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you casually glance at a scoreboard and see a 16-9 game? If I see 16-9 and I'm like, what kind of crazy hijinks was going on there? I'm going to tune in, watch the highlights. It's going to make me more likely to watch. So just like having the chaos. Like Jeff Goldblum would talk about chaos theory. The water will roll down your hand.
Not only that, but as a gambler, I have to actually say thank you to the NFL for all these missed kicks because it's the most math I've done since like probably in a decade.
Right. Cuz
every time I look at a score that's like 16-9 or, you know, 20-11 or something crazy, my brain just freezes. I'm like a dog that hears a noise, and I'm just trying to figure it out. I got that side tilt.
Is that the can opener?
Yeah, like, wait, what's the score here, and how am I getting fucked? So appreciate the NFL for keeping my mind sharp.
Andy Reid is absolutely wearing out his chart.
Yes.
He hasn't had to do this much math. Yes. Last time he was, like, counting calories on a diet.
I have a serious question for you, though. Is there any reason why teams shouldn't just go for two every time?
No. Not
like, it's crazy. Just go for two every time.
Mike Tomlin did it, and I thought that more coaches would do it after Tomlin did, because if there's one thing coaches are afraid of doing, it's anything that makes them stand out from anybody else in the world.
Right, afraid to get fired.
Yeah, I'll get fired if I do something that's weird.
Slightly different. Right.
So Tomlin did it, and he had some success, and then everybody in the media was like, Tomlin's a genius for doing this. No, he's just actually, like, he understands.
Yeah, he understands the percentages.
I don't want to be like a stat guy, but probability. You know, I don't know if you remember this, but I talked to Ron Rivera at Super Bowl Media Day last year.
Okay.
So I was like, why don't you just go for two since you have Cam Newton every single time? And he was like, well, because the probability of making a two-point conversion is only something like 50%, where the probability of making an extra point is about 97%. I was like, well, isn't 50% of two greater than 97% of one? And he just looked at me. He was like,
he did the gambling brain freeze.
Yeah, yeah, he had a big time brain freeze.
I'm going to actually say that I understand where Rivera was coming from. Next up, we have a little sabermetrics. You have a special sabermetrics for the Jaguars, correct?
I do, yeah. So this actually comes courtesy of Nick Whalen. Saw this on Twitter. He put this out there. Jacksonville has lost 7 straight games to teams that are named after big cats, just like the Jaguars. So it's one of those situations where, like, Superman can beat anybody, but he can't beat Kryptonite because he's from Kryptonite. So one of those type situations.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Also, a little sabermetrics for you. Gus Bradley is now 14-44 as a head coach. How is that possible?
I have no idea.
That's insane.
I honestly have no idea how that's possible. I hope they bring him back for another season.
I do, too. Why not?
God damn, do I hope.
Fuck it.
I want him and Jeff Fisher to come back for another season and just play each other 16 times.
Jeff's getting a little heat. I can feel it. Did you see that the front office of the Rams are now doing the pass the buck?
Yeah.
They were like, someone asked Stan Kroenke, what's the latest on Jeff Fisher? And he's like, I don't know. Talk to the GM. So they're doing that thing. And then next thing you know, he's going to get a pink slip.
That would be a miserable thing because they let it leak out a couple weeks ago that he was getting the extension.
Yeah. I know.
So what's going on? Do they not have, like, fax machines?
No, they're realizing.
You know what it is?
It's too many jokes.
You know what it is? It's the new office that they're setting up.
Yes.
Ironing out a lot of kinks when it comes to their IT setup. Email's not working right. All sorts of stuff.
Here,
the contract's not
done yet. Here's the thing, though. If there's one thing we learned from the presidential election this year, it's that Twitter decides major, major important decisions. Twitter is a really good testament to what is going on in the world,
it's
right?
It's a great representation of everything that everyone's
exactly
thinking.
So what the Rams are probably doing is they're looking at Twitter and they see all these jokes and they're like, shit, we probably shouldn't re-sign Jeff Fisher. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, as one of the leaders in the Jeff Fisher jokes, I'm going to put my sword down. Let's all do that till he gets an extension. Let's make no jokes. If we do it, let's just use sarcasm. Like Jeff Fisher, he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Wink.
Really great coach.
They don't get sarcasm out in L.A. Bro, I don't know. I just hit the bomb.
I'm too stoked.
Yeah, I went over my head.
Oh, man. I can't tell if this tweet's chill or not.
So let's do that. I want to – everyone just stop. Except you can, but just wink, wink.
Be nice. Be nice.
Hurt or injured. This one's disgusting.
Yeah.
Not safe for work.
So Cowboys cornerback Maurice Claiborne tore his groin off of his pelvis. And as I was saying earlier, that's a sentence that gets worse every single word that you say into
yeah.
it. Tore the groin off the pelvis. I think that's a third category. It's not hurt. It's not injured. That's just like a middle school boy on a long weekend when his parents are at time.
I was going to say, it's not hurt or injured. It's I'd rather be dead.
I think I tore my groin off my pelvis a few times back in middle school.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. we have a just chill out man for my good friend Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if everyone saw out there, but there was a report, some investigative reporting going on about Aaron Rodgers' personal life. What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? Why is he so bad? Mm-hmm. Well, let's look into his personal life. Let's dig into his personal life because that's really what we should do. Anyway, we found out he hasn't talked to his family in 2 years. Not only that, but his family sent him Christmas gifts in 2014, and he sent them all back in February of that year.
Maybe he just became a Jehovah's Witness. Doesn't
that's
celebrate
just
anymore.
Chill out, man. Like, don't just at least like you can throw them in the trash. You know, that takes so much extra work to mail everything back
or like donate them to charity. Right?
Yeah, just chill out. Just chill out.
If that was J.J. Watt, he would donate them to charity and he'd bring like a 6-person camera crew with him.
Listen, Aaron, if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you are, and you get your Christmas gifts from your family this year, from your strange family, let us know. I'll send someone there. We'll send a Pardon My Take listener from Green Bay over to your house. He'll literally just take the gifts and put them in the trash. Then we'll be good.
Yeah. It also brings up a lot of questions why he waited like 4 months to send his grandfather's Christmas present back to him.
Oh, yeah. The dead one?
Oh, that I'm mixing him up. So he didn't go to his grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
Which
so he probably
the story just gets sadder and sadder.
It's sadder,
right?
Yeah. His grandfather, who he was very close with, he didn't go to their funeral.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers has a drug problem?
His dad pays for Packers tickets on StubHub.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pretty sad. And as we always know, if there's a problem with a player, it either was a card game gone wrong or someone fucked someone's girl.
That's right. So the question becomes, whose girlfriend did Aaron Rodgers get pregnant? Oh, maybe Jordan is involved in this somehow. Maybe Jordan got Aaron Rodgers pregnant.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. Then we figured it out. Estranged lovers. Yeah, so this is – just chill out, Aaron. I mean, this is
my
crazy.
So I have another theory about Aaron Rodgers. This goes along with all quarterbacks. It's that every quarterback has a set number of wins that's in their body by the time they hit the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's like eggs inside of a woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm. And so amount of push-ups I can do in a day.
Yeah, so you're born with that number, and then once you lose them all, then guess what? They're gone forever. So Rodgers won too many games too early.
Oh. So I actually don't – I don't disagree with that theory.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah, when you really think about it. Yeah. We have a So the NFL is in Mexico. Monday Night Football in Mexico. Texans, Raiders, going to be a great time. Mas cervezas, if I'm saying that correctly.
Muchas cervezas, por favor.
Listening to Boomer do Spanglish is so good.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And they'll be drinking a couple of Tecates.
Yeah. I hope he stays there forever.
Yeah. Polo asado. Yeah. Nothing like it, folks.
He could actually use a sombrero. To get the sweat down a little bit.
Yeah. No, he could deal with he could also be a poncho guy.
Yeah. Well, the sweat problem.
He's honestly like two steps. No, you can't see sweat in a poncho because it covers up your armpits too well. There's a lot of folds going on.
He'd be like a naked under a poncho guy.
He probably actually looks like he's wearing a poncho when he's shirtless.
This is more disgusting than Maurice Claiborne's injury.
He's got a shirt poncho.
A naked Chris Berman under a poncho with a sombrero.
He's wearing a suit of a dead person's skin, except it's his own skin.
Oh, my God. All right. Comes from Adam Schefter, who's not there. The only one who's not there.
Huh.
Do you think maybe this investigation, these HIPAA investigations, maybe he's on the no-fly zone, not no-fly list?
Maybe he doesn't have a passport. Maybe he got that revoked from him.
Ooh.
Does he have some skeletons in the closet?
Ooh, maybe because his body is so short and it fits so perfectly in a trunk, he doesn't want to go there and get kidnapped?
Maybe, they're playing, that's at a high altitude, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got sickle cell. It's like a Ryan Clark.
Schefter can't play in the high altitude.
Can't hang. You know who can? Rappaport.
Ooh.
Rappaport's there.
Is he?
Probably.
Wow. Unconfirmed. Confirmed now. We're working on confirming that with other sources. I'm just saying, it's weird that Schefter's not there.
It's very strange because ESPN does this thing where anytime they go somewhere for an event, they have a panel of about two dozen people that are all sitting together,
everyone,
like laughing over each other and all touching each other on the shoulder and then just talking really loudly.
And then the next Monday they come out with an article. Richard Deitch comes out with an article saying like ESPN's firing like 300 more people.
Yeah. they're really tightening the belt.
After they send 75 people to Mexico to hang out and laugh on a set. all right, I want you to introduce this last segment because I think it's a winner.
I think it is too. So this actually comes to us courtesy of Gourmet Spud, one of the best Twitter followers, I believe. He had this suggestion. He said that podcasts should release versions with long spaces of dead air for the listener to join in and pretend like they're one of the gang. I think that's a great idea. So I'm gonna steal it from him, giving him credit, obviously. Hat tip.
Yep.
Who did this, fam? So right now we're gonna have a conversation with you, the listener, and then we're going to give you time to respond. So who do you guys like in the AFC wildcard? I don't know. Does that really? Quarterback position.
You say the Bills? Oh, okay. I could see that happening.
You got to stop the run in the playoffs, though. I don't know if their ground game's strong enough in December.
Sell me on the Seahawks this year.
He had sex, though.
Oh, man. I hate when people doubt Russell Wilson.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, he is a 9/11 truther.
Oh, you are too? Oh, this took a weird turn.
I think it can melt steel beams. Okay, and that was our new segment, Listener Feedback.
Talk to the listener, Listener Feedback. So hopefully we had a good conversation with you people out there. Here's the schedule for the week. We have a show for you on Wednesday. We have Larry's Picks for you on Thanksgiving Day, so you can, you know, hang out with your family and watch us be idiots. And we're not going to do a show on Friday. We're taking a day off. We're taking one day off.
No days off.
JJ Watt's taking 40 days off in a row
on
Twitter.
No days off, but...
We deserve one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the schedule. Send us your Jimbos. We'll do a quick Jimbos on Wednesday.
Listen, you're already talking us into doing a show on Friday.
No, we're doing Wednesday.
I know where this is going.
And we're going to do a Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving foods.
That's going to be huge. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. I'm not afraid to go out there.
Oh, you think?
What does that mean?
I mean, it's the holiday where you just eat, drink, and watch football.
And get into arguments with your family. Yeah.
That's fine.
It's wonderful.
I'll take Thanksgiving over any other holiday as well.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our show, and we will see you. What do you got?
We have a shout-out?
Oh, yeah, we have a quick shout-out.
Okay, yeah, we want to give a quick shout-out here. Goes out to Nick Murphy. He was in the Navy. He passed away over the weekend. I know that a lot of his friends and family are listeners of the show, and just know that we're all thinking about you. It's a tough time of year to deal with that stuff, but you guys are going to get through it.
All right, that's our show. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Love you guys.